Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager, the Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in Nashville. We're talking with Scott in just a moment.
Get the used equipment you need now. Purple Wave Auction sells hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment each week at No Reserve Auction. Items are selling in your area now. Bidding is simple. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Farm Data Services of Stillwater was founded in 1982 by Mike Bertram, joined later by his son Clay. Farm Data Services is an agricultural management, accounting, and consulting firm, specifically catering to farms, ranches, and small businesses. Learn more about how they can help you in your journey to success at farmdataservices.com or call them 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services of Stillwater, proud to sponsor our coverage of the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. Holy GHG guru, Frank was right. The United Nations agreeing that methane is a short-lived grass. And Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the news is even better because that means that the greenhouse gas contribution from the cattle industry will be reevaluated.
The UN is recognizing something called GWP Star. And GWP Star, without getting into all the nerdy scientific details, is basically it's a new measurement that accounts for the fact that methane is a short-lived gas. Why this is important for the cattle industry is because, as you all know, cattle emit methane, and that's what we get beat over our heads with all the time by activist groups. But now, if we start incorporating the use of this new GWP Star metric, it means that we're actually going to see that the greenhouse gas impact of methane from cattle is much smaller than we previously believed.
The scientists that have been looking at this honestly regarding cattle, let's say it's about a 10-year cycle.
That's right. It's 10 years. So after 10 years, methane breaks down in the atmosphere. And this is important because methane has been historically counted as a 25 multiplier of carbon equivalent, but they've been multiplying that times 100 years, which is wrong. Now we know it should only be for 10 years. So the more we can do to account for that, I think the better it's going to show that the cattle industry is overall and that we have much less of an impact than we previously believed. So that's something that no one's talking about. It's getting totally glossed over. And everyone's talking about how it's the end of the world, but we're not. The thing that's really important for the cattle industry to realize is that that little nugget of truth in there is going to be very, very important, very helpful for us to show our story and to use good science to actually support and justify good policy decisions.
You know, now that's the UN, United Nations, including that. So that's a major deal. But the EPA numbers that are there right now, are they kind of taking into account that or not?
They're not. And that's important because the EPA, it kind of hinges off the UN. So what the UN does, the EPA then kind of plays off of. So the good news is that now that the UN is starting to recognize that, there's a role for us to play at NCBA to go and push the EPA to start adopting that as well. And I think once we see that more broadly adopted, it's going to change the way people view the cattle industry in a very positive way.
The very small numbers we've got in the U.S. under the EPA system today will be even less?
It's going to be less. So, well, let me say this a different way. So the EPA numbers that I talk about oftentimes is their greenhouse gas inventory of sinks and sources. Now that looks proportionally at who has emissions, right? So we always say 2%, right? 2% greenhouse gas emissions attributed to cattle. Now that doesn't that statistic doesn't look at the lifetime span. So it's going to be a different talking point than that one. It's not going to change the 2% piece, but it's going to change the long-term impact and greenhouse gas impact of cattle overall to a lesser amount. So that's good news, and that gives us a lot of room to stand on, I think, as advocates for the cattle industry to go in there and start telling EPA and other agencies who look at this data and look at these metrics to say, hey, start adopting GWP Star, started using that better science so that we have a better idea of what the actual impacts of different sources are. And now we know that cattle are going to have a lesser impact than we previously believed. And and to contrast that, so methane breaks down after 10 years, carbon dioxide is 1,000 years. So it's a very big difference there, right? So when you look at what is the most bang for your buck for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, if that's what you're after, you need to go after the sources that are producing carbon dioxide.
Chief Environmental Counsel, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your Beef Buzz in Nashville. I'm Ron Hayes.